maker of the heavens and earth. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel, God Jehovah, God Jesus Christ, God Holy Spirit. Three of you are in one in the heaven. Holy Spirit, blood and water that bear the record on this earth. We bow down before the sovereign Lord Jesus Christ. Please forgive all our sins and mistakes. Cover and wash and redeem us by your blood. O God, from this time onwards, as we are going to meditate upon the gift of the faith, let the great, tremendous gift of the faith be generated upon the listeners, Lord. I bind and rebuke every manner of the fears in the hearts of the people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak, Lord, from this time onwards, God kind of the faith be kindled in the hearts of the people. Be with the listeners, Lord. In Jesus Christ's most holy name, we pray and we bless, Lord. Amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now we are going to meditate upon the gift of faith. 1 Corinthians 12:9. As I was discussing, there are nine kinds of the gifts Apostle Paul has wrote. One of the gift is the gift of faith. It is written in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. It talks about the gift of the faith. My dear beloved people of God, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible says, worlds are framed by faith. Book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the Holy Bible says, we are surrounded by the cloud of the witnesses all around us. When we are ensnared by the sin and the burden, we have to throw them away. We have to run by looking unto the author and finisher of our faith. You know, day by day, every day, we have so many burdens, so many sinful conditions we are living in this world. It's good for the boat to be in the water, but it's not good water to be in the boat. Same way, it is good for us to be in the world, but it's not good world to live in inside of our life. You have to believe always anything we do, depending upon the faith on Lord Jesus Christ, it will bring the reward. Whenever there is no reward, and you have to believe there is no faith operation in our life, what the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says, that whenever we go to God by faith, that he is the rewarder. We have to please him and go unto him. So when there is no reward, we have to believe it. There is no fruit of faith, as well as there is no fruit, gift of the faith. So we have to understand very, very clear in that point. So we have to expect the divine reward in every area, whatever we are doing it, when we are operating the gift of the faith. This gift of faith is a supernatural, and when we have the great confidence upon the Lord Jesus Christ, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, so whatever that confidence it is arising within our life, so when we are able to speak by our tongue to the specific situation or to the specific need of the people, God will come down and act upon it. So God is about to act through your word or through your action, or it may be a miracle utterances to create or destroy, or for the blessing or the curse, or the removal or alteration. For anything, you can be able to use this gift of faith. So you have to understand, generally, the people talks about different kinds of the faith. Everybody basically in this world, they have the faith on something or other. Say, for example, if you go to some interview for your job, if they say, I will pay you $100,000 in a year, so since you have the faith and you are going to the work, say, if you ask that man, I don't believe you, you give me $100,000 first, then I will come and work, and that man may not hire you. So everybody operated different type of faith. But what we are talking is the God kind of the faith, not the creed, what the Bible talks about. Book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13, book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 20 and 21, God is not talking the type of the creed of the faith. We are talking the operation of the faith, how our words can become real in the sight of the Lord, in the sight of the people. Always you have to remember one thing, faith activates your God. Fear activates the devil. Faith will see what the God see. Fear will see what the devil will see. That's why book of 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul says, spirit of fear is not from the God. He gives the spirit of the love, spirit of power, spirit of understanding. That's why I want to encourage you that the real faith, you have to allow the spirit of the love to come and operate. That's what Paul said. Book of Galatians chapter 5 or 6, faith will operate through love. So you understand, you know, you can operate the tremendous gift of the faith even to raise the dead people to life only when you have the love on the people, not to demonstrate to somebody. You see, in the biblical way, book of John chapter 11, verse 5, verse 11, and also verse 25, verse 42 and 43, in all the place when you see, Jesus Christ was having a friend, Lazarus. He died. And even after his death, what the Jesus Christ is telling, my friend Lazarus is sleeping. And he never said he is dead. You can imagine what the kind of the faith Jesus Christ is having. And all the people said, you see how Jesus Christ loved Lazarus. Because of that love, and he started crying. The Bible says, John chapter 11, verse 35, he started crying, one with the people. And all the people were moved when he went to the grave. And since he got such a great love upon the Lazarus, and he was able to call upon Lazarus' name from the dead to come to life, because of that love, it has worked out. Book of Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6, the Bible says, love is stronger than the death. Jealousy is cruel than the grave. If the people get jealous about you, until you go to hell, and they don't leave about you. But the love is not. Love is a sacrifice. Jesus Christ, how the kind of the love he got on the people, the moment you get the same kind of the love, and your faith will operate, the gift of the faith will operate tremendous. So whenever you feel that there is a bitterness in your heart, you believe God is not going to hear it. Because Hebrews 12:15, you are away from the grace of the Lord the moment you have the bitterness. That's why you have to confess your sin, go back to God. To operate this tremendous gift of the faith, you have to ask the God to fill you with the great, great love. That's why Paul says, Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and God fill your heart by His Holy Spirit with His love. So ask my beloved people of God, God, to fill your heart with this tremendous love, then you get the greatest power to operate this gift of the faith. See, you have to understand, you must have the basic trust that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He born for you, He died for you, He rose from the dead on the third day. He loves you. He loves the world means He loves you. You have to have that basic trust to operate this gift of the faith. So, always the fruit of the Spirit also, faith. The Bible says, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the faith is described as one of the fruit. Fruit means what? It is a loyalty to God, loyalty to people. And wherever you are in the work situation or in your ministry, you must be loyal to the ministry, loyal to God. That's what God is expecting in our life, to operate this gift of faith. It is produced by the Holy Spirit. It is cultivated by the believer. So you see, this kind of the faith, because the Holy Spirit is bringing the love of God, and it is actually, the producer is the Holy Spirit, but you have to cultivate. How the farmer will put the seed, and then he will put the water, then how he will put the pesticides, and how he will nurse it. Same way we have to nurse our kind of the faith. So faith, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Matthew chapter 17 verse 20 and Matthew chapter 21 verse 21 and 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 2. This is all, when you see it, This is all called mountain moving faith. You know, from the Bible, it's very easy to quote, "Oh, mountain, you move it." But many times, for the small situation, we get so much disturbed and we are not able to operate that kind of the faith. You know, the faith will always operate. Don't look into the circumstances, look into the Jesus Christ. Say, for example, in my life, I go to crusades. In India, I do. Other than the period, I come to USA or any country, I go it. And average about 9 to 10 months, I continuously do the crusade. In India, every month about 1 or 2 crusades, average minimum, I will do it. So when I do crusades, sometimes there will be rains in the crusade. So by faith, I will pray and God will stop the rain. And sometimes when there is no rain in some cities, when we go, we prayed and God sent the rain. We went to a city called Pilar. There was no rain for several years and drought, and the place called Anantapur, there was a 7 years of drought. And similarly, we went to Madanapalli, a place in Andhra Pradesh in India, and there was a drought. Also, when I prayed publicly before the people, God, Jesus Christ, will give you the rain. And when the God sent the rain, and tremendous faith has increased, and more than each city, 50,000 to 100,000 people given their heart to the Lord. So we require always the faith to tremendously, only by the love. It is not to show off your greatness or the goodness. We should not operate that kind of the thing. So God can be able to do the great things in our life. God can be able to move only when there is a need, when you feel really. You know, whenever we born again and the faith is already started operating in our life, as per John chapter 1 verse 12, the moment you born again, God is not giving the kind of the faith what you are having earlier. And you are actually, you are moving to the next level of the faith. You know, many times even we born again, still we hang upon the old kind of the faith. No. God, if you are a genuinely born again man, you do the supernatural things and supernatural exploits for His holy kingdom. So, that's what the Bible says. Always the blood of the Jesus Christ, the love of the Jesus Christ, the favor of the Jesus Christ, mercy of the Jesus Christ, always when it is surrounding around our life, and we shall be able to see the God kind of the faith in our life. Exodus chapter 12, verse 22 and 23, Psalm 5, verse 12. These all the places you can be able to know it, my dear beloved people of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23 and 24. So in all our life, you know, we have to set a day of the fasting and prayer, and we have to seek the face of the God in order to have the God kind of the faith in our life. And we have to allow God to perfect our soul. The Bible says the soul of the righteous man, God can be able to make it perfect. So we have to travel toward the perfection of the God Almighty. That's what God is actually expecting in our life, my dear beloved people of God. You see, when the Peter has raised a lame man 40 years from the womb of the mother, he was a crippled man. When they are going to the temple, when they saw that beggar, you know what Peter and John, they said, Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, that is, they said, "Look unto us." Means what? If you are a genuinely a true man of God, first everybody will see Jesus, and next they are looking unto you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, the Bible says, "Believe thy Lord God, you shall be established. Believe the God's prophets, you shall prosper." My dear beloved people of God, many times we say, "Don't look unto me, come to my church. Don't look unto the do this." My dear beloved people of God, I want to encourage you, when you are operating in the gift of the faith, first the people will look unto you, and next thing, the words which you speak, the words will kindle the faith in the hearts of the people. That's why I encourage every one of you, when you want to operate this kind of the faith, never, never speak any negative words through your mouth. See, that is why the Peter was able to say, when this lame man started walking, he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth," he walked. So many times you also will say, "Walk in the name of Jesus," or "Heal in the name of Jesus," but it is not producing and they are not getting healed, or they are not able to receive the blessing. Why? Because you are not having the guts to say, "Look unto me." My dear beloved people of God, when you have that kind of the faith, You know, in the Bible, Acts chapter 14, verse 9 to 11, when you see it, when the crippled man is there, Paul saw that guy, that man is having the faith to be healed. You know what he said? Rise up and stand straight and walk. He never used even the name of the Jesus Christ, because the Paul knows it very well in his heart. Book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Galatians chapter 6 verse 17, Paul said that no more I live, Jesus Christ lives in me. I bear the mark of the Jesus Christ. My beloved people of God, if you want to operate this scripture of the faith, what is your mark? Are you marked with the world? Are you marked with your business? Are you marked with your employment? Or are you marked with the Jesus Christ who has called you this godly kind of the faith? That's why don't get discouraged. Don't speak the stuff of the world. Just always speak what God wants you to speak. Always your words must kindle the faith in the hearts of the people. That's why Peter said, it's not our power or our greatness. It is because in the name of the Jesus means in their heart. Peter is telling, I don't have the gold and silver. I have the name of Jesus. How you are able to utter? Only when your heart is full of the love of the God. You are seeing the need of the people and you know it. Jesus Christ can be able to, when you call, he will be activated. Because Isaiah 58 verse 9, the Bible says, God said, call unto me, I will say, lo, I am here. That kind of the faith you have to develop, then this gift of the faith tremendously will operate through your life. You see, Romans chapter 4, verse 17, the faith of God, what it says, God called the things which do not exist, as though they exist. Job chapter 26, verse 7, Job said, all the earth is hanging on nothing. He stretched out this earth on the empty space. You have to believe, my beloved people of God, when you are worshipping that kind of the God called the Jesus Christ, you are not worshipping the world, you are not worshipping the people. I encourage you, if you have really a Jesus Christ, if you believe he is the risen Lord, and he is always in you, or he is next to you, and you must be able to operate that kind of the faith. You see, the Bible says, Romans chapter 4, verse 19 to 22, you know, Abraham, he knows it, his body became like a dead. He is admitting his body became like a dead, but still he is believing God got the power to make the dead body to come to alive. You know, many times we think even though we have the sickness, we don't admit we have the sickness. You know, the real faith that you have to admit you have the sickness, but you have to admit at the same time God got the power, that sickness, to heal it. That is the kind of the faith God is looking unto. Many times what we the Christians, we say, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. We don't admit we have the sickness. That's why still the sickness is hanging around you. That's why I encourage you, your faith must kindle the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So you have to preserve this gift of faith. How you have to preserve this gift of faith? You have to always knit your life with the Holy Spirit. And you have to give a lot of respect to the Holy Spirit. You cannot do whatever you want. You cannot talk whatever you wanted, my beloved people of God. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1, you know, David and Jonathan, their souls were knitted together like a Holy Spirit. You must have the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, the Bible says, one who joined the Spirit with the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. Same way, my dear beloved people of God, if you want to operate this gift in a tremendous measure, always you have to link your spirit with the spirit of the Lord. You know, when you born again, God has given you human spirit. But, my dear beloved people of God, that human spirit is already there at your birth. As per Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, but when you born again, God is giving you Holy Spirit. He is filling you with his Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is mingling and mixing with your human spirit. If your soul is having full of negative emotion, Holy Spirit is dormant, sleeping in you, and he is not activated. So if you die to your negative emotions, automatically your Holy Spirit in you, it will grow in a very great measure. Your human spirit will die. That is the way how you are able to knit with the Holy Spirit. You are able to operate this gift of the faith in a tremendous measure. You see, Jacob and Benjamin, their souls are knitted together so much in Genesis chapter 44, verse 30. Same way, your spirit, you know, with the fellow beings and the love of Love on the people, you know, you have to love the people. If you see a woman, you have to call other than your wife. Anybody you look unto them, you have to call them as sister or mother, or you have to call daughter. If you call like that a woman, and you never get any bad temptation, they also never get bad temptation about you. If you call them there by their first name, and if you say hi, and afterwards you fall into the trap of the enemy, you also speak unwanted words, and then finally your life will be messed up. That's why I encourage you, always be filled with the Holy Spirit, as per Ephesians 5:18. When you filled with the Holy Spirit means you are asking the God to fill your heart with His love. And the moment you speak anything by the love, the faith will operate in a tremendous way for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's why you preserve your gift of the faith like you preserve your life and your relationship with your family and your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And this gift of faith also generated by the prophecy. When the prophecy come, and you have to believe, my dear precious people of God, that prophecy will kindle. If somebody say that you got the gift of the faith, you have to believe that, you have to act upon it. And if you think, oh, this man said it, nothing will happen. You have to believe always. The prophecy is not coming by the will of man. Always when the holy men moved with the Spirit, when they pray and they say this so and so thing will happen, it will happen. You have to act upon it. You will see the good thing. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3 and 4. And also 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 and 20. The Holy Bible says that Jehoshaphat king, as he has to lead the people, and the people rose up, and they fasted and prayed, God's word came. Battle is not yours, battle is Lord's. They started moving on that, simply praising God, they were able to get the victory. You know, in the natural realm, it may look very foolish. Oh, if I praise the God, what will happen? My dear beloved people of God, you are not able to comprehend the things of the God by your flesh. Spirit know the spirit, flesh know the flesh. That's why allow the Holy Spirit to operate in you and reveal this gift of the faith in your life. Hallelujah. You know, even in the life of the Peter, book of Acts chapter 10, verse 34, 35, and 36, the Peter is telling, oh, God Almighty, by His vision, He has sent me here. God is not partial to anybody. And God Almighty loved the people. He got the vision of the Lord. And every nation feared that God and accepted by the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That kind of the words He spoke and He exalted. And Cornelius' house, all the people were saved by the faith of the Peter. You have to believe when you are the gift of the faith, you are able to take the people unto the greatest level, greatest level. You know, that's why all the people want to come near to you if you go on constantly operating this gift of faith, because you never generate fears in the lives of the people. You know, sometimes the tendencies or circumstances look so fearful. If you talk fear to fear, and you are taking the people to hell. You speak always the words of the faith. Say, for example, if one sinner comes to you, you say, hey, guy, if you don't repent, you will go to hell, this and that. If you speak, that person thinks already I am in a hell condition. What is the another hell? He don't care about you. You know, the sinner don't require the vision of the hell. Sinner require the vision of the cross of the Calvary. That kind of the words you speak and encourage the people, bring the people unto salvation. How the Peter was able to bring the tremendous salvation. You know, we give 3,000 messages, even 3 people are not getting saved. But the Peter given one message, 3,000 people are saved. You know, in our life, in my ministry, what God assigned to me, considering me faithful, in these 12 years I walked, I always spoke faithful words. And I never asked the God, even I faced many, many difficulties in my life. If you are there in my position, you could have just resigned and you could have gone away from the ministry. But I faced it every situation. I never asked the God until this time, why God, this is happening to me. I never justified myself. Every time I learned, whenever I underwent the difficult time, I learned from the feet of the Lord why these things are happening. God always taken me to the next level. I encourage you, my dear beloved people of God, always speak the faith that kindles the faith in the hearts of the people. You know, battle is not ours, it is Lord. Means what? Just you have to speak what God wants you to speak. That tremendously help and bless the people. So you have to cultivate this God kind of the faith in your life. Positive faith versus the negative faith. When you read book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, whose report you believe? Amen. Many times we believe the report of the ugly news of this world, media news and the newspapers. Always, you know, there is half truth in it, half lie in it. We should not believe that kind of the report. We have to believe the report of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, Galatians chapter 3 verse 11. The Bible says, just man shall live by faith. You have to learn, my beloved people of God. You have to start living by faith. Hallelujah. So you require always the belief and confidence on the God Almighty. As per Psalm 33 verse 9, Hebrews 11 verse 3, and Joel chapter 2 verse 25 and 26. Oh, the Bible says that what the locusts have eaten away, but God can be able to restore it. That's the same way, whatever until this day you spoke the nonsense words, you repent before God, God will kindle the gift of the faith through your mouth. Hallelujah. So words of the faith, you know, the Bible says, Romans chapter 10, verse 6 and 8, and you know, you have to put the faith in the belief in action. So actively you believe, my dear beloved people of God, active belief combined with the expectation and our action, it will create tremendous faith in your life. James chapter 1, verse 19, the Bible says, quick to listen, slow to speak. You know, every time we want to express the opinion, we don't allow the other people to speak and tell them. So that is very wrong. You have to learn, if you want to operate the gift of the faith, you must patiently listen what the people are telling. Then you give the counsel by one word of the faith. Their life and destiny will be changed. That is the way how we have to learn in our life. Sometimes certain things God may not answer very quickly because they are not good for us for a season. That's why whatever you think and whatever you talk, don't expect it will happen immediately. Mark chapter 11 verse 12 to 14, Jesus cried when he cursed the fig tree and it has totally withered it. So God is showing us, you know, he got such a power on his tongue. Same way, you must be able to operate that kind of the faith. And because your mouth is holy, automatically whatsoever you speak it, the things will start happening. Isaiah the prophet said in Isaiah chapter 63, when he saw the holiness vision of the God, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3 to 5, he said, yo, unto me it is undone. I am the man of unclean lips. That is the time seraphims are bringing the live coal of the fire from the altar of the God, cleaning the lips. Same way, you ask the God to clean your unclean, unfaithful words you spoke through your mouth and receive the gift of the faith in your life today. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. You have to believe, you have to speak. You should not feel. So, you know, by your feeling, you are not getting saved. Hallelujah. You have to believe, you have to speak, my dear beloved people of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, by Spirit, Jesus Christ is the Lord, you can be able to say. Without the Spirit, you cannot be able to say. That's why I encourage you, you have to make the Jesus Christ as the Lord, the faith gift of the faith will operate through your life. Hallelujah. So, similarly, Romans chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. So, when you believe and use the word of the faith, what the Bible is telling, speak according to that, you will never be put to shame, my dear beloved people of God. Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25 to 27. Psalm 1 verse 3. When you meditate the God's word, when you are cleansed with the word of the God, you are preparing your life without the wrinkle and spot, and you are like a tree planted by the brook of river of God, and you are bearing the fruit in all the season. Means water is resembling the word of God. Meditate upon it. Use that word through your mouth, and the gift of the faith tremendously operate through you in your life. That's why Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19, with songs and with hymns and with spiritual songs, speak good things, good stuff. Never speak always wrong stuff. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, Saint Paul said, my dear beloved people of God, he said, things of the faith, things of the hope, things of the good report, meditate and speak. I encourage you to operate this gift of faith, meditate alike. Romans chapter 10 verse 11, and call on the name of the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will be richly blessed, my dear beloved people of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 15. Oh, my brother and my sister, evangelists, when they go and pray and preach, oh, God's Holy Spirit will come down mighty way. Why? Because this evangelist always carry the good news of the Jesus Christ. They never carry the bad news. Because of that, people's faith tremendously will increase. That's why the Bible says, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 25, add the cold water to the weary soul, good news from the faraway country. I encourage you, my dear beloved people of God, allow the God to be the God, and a tremendous way God is going to bless you. Matthew chapter 14, verse 27, and also Mark chapter 6, verse 50, John chapter 16, verse 33, and you know, in all the places, you know very much, in this world we have the tribulation. But God Almighty never leave us. You don't look unto the tribulation and talk. You speak, look unto Jesus. That is the way gift of faith will operate. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 and 23. You know, when the bad storm came, Peter looked unto the storm instead of the Jesus. That's why he started drowning. Before that he spoke the words of the faith, Lord, if it is you, command me to come. And Jesus Christ commanded, he walked it. That's why look unto the various people who operated the great faith heroes in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. That will give you the greatest gift of the faith in your life. John chapter 15 verse 7, Jesus Christ said, by my word you are clean. And that bring the faith in your life, my dear beloved people of God. Hallelujah. So same way, Matthew chapter 16 verse 21 to 23, Mark chapter 16. So you see all these places. And also 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, Romans chapter 4 verse 17, Romans chapter 10 verse 8. All this place, my dear beloved people of God, one side, the devil is like a roaring lion. He is roaming around, but you have to overcome it. You have to overcome it by depending upon the God, Jesus Christ, and his name alone. Hallelujah. So you have to always cultivate the God's kind of the faith in your life. Give always thank to God, and thankfulness always bring you the goodest, good gift of the faith. James chapter 1 verse 7, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. The moment you don't be thankful to God, and you will never be able to operate this gift of faith. Another thing you have to see, you have to live in the expectation of the God. You must always expect God will do much more than what I think and what I desire. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. That type of the expectation will operate this gift of the faith. So you have to practice the active belief as per Luke chapter 11 verse 1. So that is why you have to always, you have to believe what God says. You speak it accordingly. God can be able to operate in your life. You know, the prayer of the righteous people, always God Almighty will listen. So, you just lean upon the God and his promises. You have to give the mental assent. What God says it. Philippians 4:19, for example, if you don't have the money, if you have the need, God said, I will meet all the need of you according to riches in glory. So, God wants to glorify his name through you by meeting your need. That's why Paul says, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we are not walking by sight, but we are walking by faith. So James chapter 1 verse 22, you must be the doer of the word, not just learn. So many times we learn and learn, but we don't practice it. So you have to hear the word, you have to absorb it. Otherwise Jesus Christ will call you, you are the dull-headed people. Matthew chapter 21 verse 28 to 31. So that's why otherwise evil one will come and snatch us away. Matthew chapter 13 verse 19. So you have to hear and you have to follow what the Jesus Christ says in your life always, my dear beloved people of God. So when you hear and do, you will walk unto the blessedness of the Lord as per James chapter 1 verse 23 to 25. So you have to always watch what God wants you to speak. And once you speak what God wants you to speak, definitely God will start performing in your life. Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 15, Matthew chapter 13 verse 19, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. You have to believe in that way. God is going to bless you tremendous way. So you always have to believe the faith is one of the greatest things God is giving you today. 1 Corinthians 13:13, God said, faith is one of the greatest things, my dear beloved people of God. Hallelujah. You have to believe the God. You have to believe the God. And God can be able to. So, always bless you, my dear beloved people of God, because the Bible says, Romans chapter 15, verse 13, God is your hope. Hope on the God, not on your personal strength. So, you know, you pray more and more until you get this gift of faith. You pray, God will give you the kind of the faith as per Luke chapter 17, verse 5. So, God always, you know, once you get this gift of the faith, according to the measure you develop more and more, you trust God, more and more this gift of faith will operate in you as per Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. So, otherwise, if you don't operate the gift of the faith, if you always live in the fearful, you have to believe Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, axe is at the root. So, you will be cut off by the devil. That's why you must be always careful, diligent, and believe what Jesus Christ says in your life. That's why never, never give the room to the devil, because the Bible says, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, fear will torment. Fear involves the torment. So whenever you give a room to fear other than the faith of God, and it will always torment your life. So that is the time your life will be tremendously in a problem, my dear beloved people of God. So from this day onwards, I encourage every one of you, operate this gift of the faith. You be blessed, and let God Almighty give you this tremendous gift of the faith from this moment onwards. So you have to always believe what God said in the word. Speak alike. You know, Jesus Christ, why he got such a kind of the tremendous anointing. John 3:34, the Holy Bible says, God has given him the anointing without the measure, for God sent him, for he spoke very oracle of the word of God. From this day, you speak what the Bible says, what God says. Don't speak what you think. You stop that. The tremendous way this gift of faith will operate through your life, my dear beloved people of God. So, God always fulfills his word, not your suggestions or not your feelings. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. You have to believe all these areas, God fulfill his word, not your suggestion or the feelings. So nothing is impossible with God's word. That you have to believe as per Mark 10:27, Mark 9:23. If you believe it, you get this day gift of the faith and operate it tremendously. Otherwise, ask the God to give you the greatest wisdom. God give you the wisdom. On the basis of that, God send you the blessing. So that's why may God give you this gift of the faith in a tremendous, tremendous way from this day onwards. You have to put your prayer in practice, my dear beloved people of God. Your word of God must abide in you. So if you don't put your faith in action, no use. Even though you think, you say, I believe Jesus, nothing is happening. Why? Because you are not putting word in faith. John chapter 15, verse 8. That's why I ask the God, if you don't have this gift of faith, ask for his wisdom to understand how this gift operates in your life as per James chapter 1, verse 5. So God automatically, tremendously, my dear precious people of God, so your God can be able to bless you. God can be able to give you this gift of the faith. From this time onwards, may God Almighty operate this gift of faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth in your life. So Jesus' name is the key upon the heaven and upon this earth. Everywhere, wherever you go, you have to believe. Tremendous way God operates it. This gift of faith, when you take the name of the Jesus Christ, it is the name, Jesus' name is the key to heaven. John chapter 3, verse 35, John chapter 5, verse 20, Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 19, Acts chapter 9, verse 27, And you have to preach fearlessly about the Jesus Christ himself crucified that bring the power unto your life as per 1 Corinthians 1:18, Proverbs 18:10. So God Almighty is your strong tower. You have to believe it. Never speak negative words. I encourage you. So you have to fast and pray. Seek the face of God. And God Almighty automatically give you this gift of faith from this day. Operate this gift of faith. So may God bless you, my dear beloved people of God. Let me pray so that you will receive this gift of faith. Almighty God, maker of the heavens and earth, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel, God Jesus Christ, God Jehovah, God Holy Spirit, I pray today, Lord, whosoever are listening this, let the gift of the faith right now come upon them. Holy Spirit, wherever they are, carry on this gift of faith. Let it descend upon them. Let them be able to operate and move in a tremendous way, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them not look unto the natural thing and think it is a foolishness. Lord God, when the king came unto the Elisha, when he is about to die, Lord, 2 Kings chapter 13, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, shot the arrow from that room, he said, Lord, not against the enemy. It may look like foolishness to the people, but at the same time, it is not a foolishness. He has fulfilled what God showed it, Lord. Same way, Lord, whatever they are receiving today, according to the word of thy servant, my Lord, prophet of the God, from this time onwards, I pray, Lord, everybody operate tremendous way in this gift of faith. Bless them, Lord Jesus Christ. I pray to Father God, in the name of your beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with the help of the Holy Spirit, from this day, Lord, everybody receive the gift of faith. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.